Chapter 12. Being pinned by Shikamaru's shadows feels a little like his own body betraying him, like Kiba is completely out of control and can't force his muscles to obey him. But there's also a sense of something other holding him down that makes it a little easier to bear. Kiba grits his teeth, fights through the first surge of panic, and focuses on Shikamaru's face as he brings his hands back up. It's eerie to feel his own body copying the motion, but Kiba can feel the weight against his limbs, the sense of Shikamaru's shadows lying across his skin. "You're really just a one-trick pony, huh?" he gets out, and there's no saying how complete Shikamaru's ability to feel the motions of whoever he has in a shadowbind is, but he's not making Kiba drop the glass bomb tucked against his wrist, even though the ignition tag is burning. Kiba knows exactly how long the fuse burns for, has calculated it 1,000 times since he started making them, and even with that big burst of flames to weaken the ropes, he should still have another 15 seconds. "At least," Shikamaru says evenly, "I didn't betray my village to pick up some new tricks." It's a dumb enough statement that Kiba can laugh and not feel even a little bad for it. Hell, if Shikamaru even knew just why Kiba's doing all of this. He's always been devoted to Naruto, was one of the first people to ever try to make friends with him. Shikamaru would definitely have done the same if he'd seen the same opportunity Kiba had. Or maybe he wouldn't, because there's not a hell of a lot that's smart about Kiba's plan. But Kiba's going through with it, getting results, and that's why he betrayed the village. That's all that matters. "Now there's a pity," Kiba says cockily, and wrenches at the shadow bind, throwing all of his chakra into the motion. Shikamaru's eyes narrow and he brings his hand snapping up into the rat seal as he doubles down. But there's half an instant of give. Kiba sucks in a breath, holds it, and opens his hand, letting the bomb drop just as the burning tag reaches the glass. There's a high, sharp crash as it detonates, the powder exploding out, catching fire in a rush. There's a heavy whoomp, a cry, and all at once the Shadowbind is gone, lost to the cloud and Shikamaru's distraction. Instantly, Kiba snatches at the ropes, wrenching the knot loose and then scrambling to his feet. He dodges sideways, keeping low, and grits his teeth as he tries to think what Shikamaru will expect him to do next, tries to think what he would have done half a year ago, and all the other options open to him. Shikamaru still has Genma's knives, too. There's no way Kiba is leaving without those. He can hear Shikamaru coughing through the expanding cloud of poison, turned to gas by the flames. Can track his movement, stumbling and probably blinded by the flash. It's an advantage. Shikamaru works by sight, and he's never had to rely on anything else. Kiba has 5 senses and knows how to fight with pretty much all of them. That's how the Inuzuka work. Even if he doesn't have Akamaru, the bite of pain inside his chest isn't a surprise at this moment. It's something familiar, well-worn, and Kiba shoves it down, focuses on a hard, high leap that carries him up, not over Shikamaru the way he might have tried before, but into the closest tree, and he hits a branch without a sound, flings himself deeper into the forest, changes direction, sliding around towards the water wheel, until he can hear the slow, rusty creak as it turns. Sight and hearing are what most shinobi focus on in their training, and if Kiba can handicap those 2 senses in his opponent, he'll have the advantage. Shikamaru also won't expect him to retreat, to shift their fight to terrain of his choosing. Kiba always used to rush in, to fling himself headlong into a match without worrying about his surroundings. It was one of the things that always drove Iruka nuts in the academy, but Kiba used to have Akamaru. He didn't need to worry about things like that because he had the advantage of numbers. Now, without Akamaru, it's going to take some doing. He catches Shikamaru's scent before he sees him, as he'd hoped. There's a moment of wind rustling the treetops, a scent of something sharp and biting like anger or antler velvet. The Nada are always a strange mix of predator and prey scent, and Kiba breathes it in, letting his eyes narrow, letting himself settle in the shadow of the water wheel. The sun is rising, banishing a portion of the shadows, but it's also darkening the shadows beneath the trees, and Kiba tries to remember the fight Shikamaru had in the exams, the way the shadows stretched to catch Tamari. This is going to have to be a fight based on surprise, and that will only work the first few times before Shikamaru starts thinking, calculating. Kiba managed to catch Kakashi, though. He can catch Shikamaru, too. Breathing out silently, he sinks back on his heels, trying not to let his burning wrists touch anything. The skin is already blistering, but it's bearable since he got free. That was one of Genma's big lessons, the day they trained for escapes. Get free, get away, and then worry about getting medical attention. Until then, do whatever it takes to put some distance between you and your captor. Kiba's taking that last part a little liberally, but he can't just bolt the way Genma may have wanted him to. Somehow, in some way, Shikamaru managed to survive the earlier fight, and if Kiba leads him right back to the rest of the Akatsuki, there's no way he'll be so lucky. Kiba needs to knock him out, tie him up somewhere that he can eventually escape, and then head back. They were planning to leave Rice Paddy Country this morning, so if he just delays Shikamaru long enough, he might be able to get out of this without killing another Konoha Nin. Crouching down, Kiba checks the shadows around him, then raises a hand. Konan is good at Suiton jutsus. Most Ame-nin are, she said, which makes sense. Kiba hasn't directly asked her to teach him anything, because they're both Akatsuki and he's supposed to be an S-rank missing nin, but he's watched the handful of times he's encountered her while she's training. No doubt she knows exactly what he's doing when he hunkers down to watch her pound Hidan or Kakuzu or Sasori into the dirt. Because she's the alpha bitch, and there's no way she'd miss something like that. But she hasn't mentioned anything yet. Hasn't tried to drive him away, or change her schedule. And that may as well be permission, really. Kiba may not have learned a lot, watching like he does, but enough. Breathe in, breathe out. Water is like chakra, moves the same way. And low-level jutsus are simple enough. Don't need a lot of chakra, but can still move a lot of water. Kiba remembers how Shikamaru was in their classes about sensing, with Ino certain to be on his team, with no real reason to push and make himself better. He was on the low end of average. This should be enough to pass beneath his notice. And the river gives Kiba plenty of ammunition. He keeps his focus on it, pulls water over the banks in a slow, steady creep, and floods the grass between the river and the tree line. Shikamaru's dad is the Jonin commander. There's little chance that Shikamaru doesn't know at least some of the details of Kiba's fight with Kakashi, so Kiba has to assume he knows all of the details. If he sets up the same trick that he used to catch Kakashi before, Shikamaru will follow that step, expect Kiba to repeat himself. And at the same time, the water is ankle deep now, stretching across the open space and under the trees. Carefully, Kiba breaks the jutsu, lets the river drop back into its banks, and pushes up. Keeping his steps silent, he slips under the slow movement of the water wheel, one eye on the shadows, for any sense of movement. Shikamaru's scent is getting closer, but he's still not dangerously close. And there's an acrid, burned poison smell clinging to his clothes. He must have held his breath when the bomb exploded. It makes Kiba cock his head, a flicker of satisfaction rising. There's one step he won't have to worry about, and for the second, Kurenai was never an overwhelmingly powerful jonin, but she was strong. No one on teammate was ever going to be a chakra powerhouse, not even their sensei. But Kurenai at least didn't need to be. She was careful, deft, knew a lot of little tricks that made her unpredictable. Kiba always used to like the idea of big, flashy jutsus, capable of bringing down mountains and taking out armies. But they're not practical. Not for an Inuzuka, and definitely not for a tracking team. He learned Kudanai's tricks, because that was what was logical. And Kiba knows how shinobi fights normally go. The person with the most unexpected attack wins. That's why Naruto beat Neji. It's why Kiba was able to beat one of Konoha's top jonin all on his own. He eases the sedative-tipped senbon from his sleeve, uses just a slot of chakra to attach it to the edge of the water wheel, teases that chakra out like a long, thin thread that he tangles around his fingers. It's possible to throw off Shikamaru's shadow bind, if only for a second, and Kiba's going to make sure that second is all he needs. Deidara is getting closer, too. Kiba doesn't want to fling him into the fight against Shikamaru, because he's pretty sure Shikamaru will die. But knowing there's backup close by is enough to steady Kiba's heartbeat, even out his breathing. He watches the senbon turn with the water wheel. One more flicker of wet metal that won't do more than briefly catch the eye, and keeps moving. By now, he can hear Shikamaru's steps, almost soundless, but not quite. Steady, but carefully so. Shikamaru is used to walking silently in a forest, even more than most Konoha shinobi, and against anyone else it might be enough. But Kiba can smell him, knows precisely where he is. With that, with the faint, faint rustle of his steps, it's enough to pinpoint him. He breathes in, checking the sharp, harsh burn of the poison bomb's remnants, and leaps up into a tree, landing lightly on the branch without swaying the leaves, judges angles, the length of the shadows, and sits back on his heels, bringing his hands up. A shadow clone pops into existence, and Kiba grimaces at the feeling of half his chakra being sucked away, but sends it down, darting across the open space just in time to vanish before Shikamaru's smell reaches the edge of the clearing. That bruise on his forehead is still one of the most satisfying things Kiba has seen in a while. Perfectly still and silent, he watches Shikamaru slip through the trees, eyes sweeping the area and then narrowing. Fitting his hands together, he shapes a rat seal, then steps forward, his shadow stirring. There's a splash, a sandal landing in ankle-deep water, and Shikamaru immediately throws himself back, even as Kiba's clone flickers out of hiding on top of the water wheel. A ball of half-formed lightning drops from his fingers, and the shadows catch him. The Shone shouts, pure offense and indignation. Mimicking Shikamaru's motion, he leaps backwards, out of the water even as electricity crackles along its surface, and lands in the river with a splash. Instantly, Shikamaru is moving, launching himself up and over the electrified field, dropping down to land on the surface of the river, plunging a hand in. He comes up with the clone, still awkwardly mimicking his motions even as it splutters, and presses a kunai to its throat. Just like Kiba would, the clone goes stiff, tilting its chin up. It meets Shikamaru's eyes and says exactly what Kiba would in that situation. Well, Shikamaru, what are you waiting for? I haven't got all day. Shikamaru doesn't falter. He's at least got that going for him. I'm waiting, he says flatly, for you to tell me why you tried to kill Naruto. Kiba rolls his eyes hard, though the clone laughs. Really? It mocks. One chance for a question, and that's how you use it? Pathetic. Shikamaru's mouth tightens. I have the whole trip back to Konoha to question you, he says evenly, and his expression is perfectly cold. But this is something I've been wondering about since Naruto got back to Konoha. The clone makes a rude noise. He got in my way, he says cockily. Besides, I had to show him that beating me was a one-time thing. I had an off day in the exams, and I wanted to rub his nose in the fact that I'm better than him, even with that furry little secret he's keeping. Shikamaru doesn't so much as twitch, though that could either mean he already knows about the QB or that he's good at hiding it. Kiba's suspected the former right from the moment he learned about Naruto being a Jinchuriki. Shikamaru's more observant than a lot of people give him credit for, at least where his friends are concerned. And Naruto is definitely his friend. He was the first in their class to ignore the adult's warnings and make friends with Naruto anyway. Just spite? He asks flatly. And here I thought you were better than that. Kiba rolls his eyes at that, too. This time in sync with his clone. Oh, fuck off, Shikamaru. I killed a village elder. I stole clan secrets. I joined Akatsuki. You are really fucking disappointed that I've got a grudge? No, Shikamaru says, perfectly bored. I'm disappointed you won't bother giving me a better lie, Kiba. The kunai flashes and the clone launches itself up and forward. At the same time, Kiba drops, ending the Raitan Jutsu with a flicker of chakra and ducking behind a tree trunk. He hears a splash, a curse, and closes his eyes as the clone's memories come rushing back to him, making him shake his head to clear them. It dropped into the river again, swam down and dissipated, and that gives Kiba the opening he needs while Shikamaru is distracted, looking for it. Crouching down, he brings his hands up, shapes the signs for a jutsu he's seen Kisame use to try to get the drop on Konan, breathes out. There's mist curling from the ground, thickening the threads left by dawn, and Kiba tangles them together, spreads them out through the valley. Fog muffles sound, covers sight. That's two senses down, and Kiba has the advantage. It will hopefully be enough to throw Shikamaru off, too. The sudden appearance of the fog, the unreliability of his shadows in such a dim environment. If Kiba can actually pull this off... Breathing out, he rocks up to his feet, steps out into the clearing, sandals finding traction on the water's surface. Keeps silent, following his nose, and it's a little harder in the mist, but Kiba's a tracker by blood and training. If this was enough to fool an Inuzuka nose, they'd never have gotten to be as strong a clan as they are today. Curling his fingers a little tighter, Kiba tugs on the string connected to his senbon, feels it spinning with a slow, groaning creak of the wheel as it turns. Not underwater, but close to the surface each time. And Kiba just needs one hard twitch of the chakra thread to trigger the trap and send it flying. Shikamaru is almost in line with it. Six more steps to the right and Kiba will have him. "You really want the truth, Shikamaru?" Kiba calls, pitching his voice to the roll of the water wheel, to make it that much harder to track. All right, I don't like the idea of a monster wandering around Konoha. I was just trying to get rid of him for the good of... Lie, Shikamaru says, terse. Kiba can smell him close by, but the mist is thick enough that he can't see him. Silently, he darts away, putting more space between them, and ghosts around the edge of the tree line. There's a smell like cordite on the breeze, black powder and the inn's shampoo, and Kiba swallows a curse, hopes the mist makes it harder for Deidara to move as well. The last thing he needs is Deidara barging into the middle of his plan. There's a splash, a step incautious. Kiba can feel the ripple of the water under his sandals, and he uses that, uses the scent to follow Shikamaru's careful edging around the mill, along the river's bank. Not the way Kiba needs him to go, of course. Shikamaru's a pain in the ass even when he's not trying. Even regular shinobi can feel something off about Naruto's chakra when he's angry, Shikamaru says. And I bet the Inuzuka are a hell of a lot more sensitive. You had to have known exactly what he was long before the rest of us. Damn it! Kiba swallows a curse, but observant. This is why his mom hates working with Naras. Kiba's heard that she threw Shikaku through a wall when he commented on her marriage going badly, weeks before she actually chased his father out. And it's not Yamanaka mind-reading. It's all about noticing tells most people wouldn't. Knowing a guy stinks like rage all the time isn't the same as knowing he's got a chakra demon trapped in his soul, he retorts, smells Shikamaru changing direction, heading across the clearing. And that's what Kiba needs. He skirts a twist of shadows that reach out, looking to grab anything near them, and stops when he's right in line with the water wheel. You really think he'd have beaten Neji without a hell of a lot of luck and all that demon chakra on his side? Look at that fucker Gaara. You really think Naruto's all that different when he cuts loose? Yes, Shikamaru says, and the faith is perfect, unwavering. It aches, sharp as a knife blow in Kiba's chest. It's Naruto. Kiba kind of wants to laugh, kind of wants to cry, but he doesn't want to risk taking his attention off Shikamaru long enough to rub his eyes, even momentarily. Fuck, at least Naruto still has that in his corner. And Shikamaru can be a hell of a lot more blatant about it than Kiba can right now. Well, he says, and feels another quick set of steps rippling through the water. We'll see if you still feel the same way after next time the Kyuubi breaks loose and wrecks the village. Not that I give a damn anymore. Not my village, not my problem. It's always going to be your village, Shikamaru says, and the pale shadows on the ground bend out, reaching for something Shikamaru can't see. Kiba scoffs. You know that really big, obvious scratch on my Hitayate? He says mockingly. That means it's not possible, asshole. There's a pause, like Shikamaru is trying to pick out where he is by the sound of his voice. It's still Konoha's leaf, he finally says. It's still a link. Kiba goes still, eyes widening just a little as the sentence hits him. Shikamaru probably didn't intend those words to make him feel better, but they do. They do, and it's a bewildering relief. Reaching up, Kiba presses a thumb to the leaf mark, breathes out. Of course you'd buy into that bullshit, he says, making it harsh even though his chest feels hollowed out, lighter than it has in days. A flicker of movement in the fog, almost too close, sends him sliding away, stepping carefully around a shadow that's just a little more distinct than most. Tipping his head, Kiba breathes in, catches an odd double scent, and only has to frown for an instant before he realizes what it is and rolls his eyes. If Shikamaru thinks a shirt tossed into the trees is enough to fool him, he's never run a mission with an Inuzuka before. Which, honestly, Shikamaru probably hasn't. The Inoshika Cho don't do a lot of combo missions, given that their teamwork is so tailored. Still, he twists his hands into a seal, lets another shadow clone shimmer into existence, and head for the diversion. He's not going to need a ton of chakra anytime soon, anyway. He doesn't have a lot to start with, and though he can usually supplement that with chakra pills, Shikamaru still has his weapons pouch with all of his tools. Kiba's stuck with his regular limits until this fight is over, and that's the sort of thing that would have been a hell of a lot more distressing a year ago. One thing I can't understand, Shikamaru says, and he's close, barely 4 feet from where Kiba needs him to be, but not moving anymore. You left Akamaru behind. Kiba's next step very nearly falters, and whatever good feeling Shikamaru's words about the Hitayate gave him vanish in a gut-twisting rush. He grits his teeth, forcing himself to keep breathing, keep moving. For several long seconds, he's entirely sure he won't be able to keep his voice steady. But somehow, when he scoffs, it sounds entirely normal. One more piece of Konoha, he says cockily, even if getting the words out feels a little like swallowing glass. One more ball and chain to weigh me down. Can you fucking believe I thought I needed someone else to make me strong? It's fucking bullshit. Shikamaru snorts, derisive and unamused. The only bullshit here is what you are spilling, he says. Why, Kiba? In the same moment, there's a whirl of shadows, like a wave of black beyond the edges of the mist. A cry sounds, and there's a momentary scuffle, and then one step forward, a quick turn, Shikamaru's looking for him, and Kiba moves, makes it too incautious, too quick, and there are shadows snapping up behind him even as the clone's memories hit, too quick lash of movement on Kiba's heels. He twists around them, watches his own shadow as he ducks back, and Shikamaru follows, one step, two, three, that's all Kiba needs. With a wrench, Kiba pulls the chakra thread around his fingers tight, snapping the tie holding the senbon to the water wheel. It flies forward, too fast to see, thin enough that it barely casts a shadow, and Kiba covers for it, throws a big, flashy fireball right at Shikamaru's bruised forehead just to make him jolt back with a shout. Sloppy, Kiba thinks before he can help it, with the instinct of his missions with Konan. Her derision at the shinobi they faced who overreact. Gritting his teeth, he drops low, one eye on the way Shikamaru's shadow is still moving, the rest of his attention on Shikamaru as he turns to put his back to the water wheel. Dark eyes go wide, and Shikamaru stumbles. In an instant, Kiba fouls his feet, rises with a twist, and slams his shoulder into his chest. And Shikamaru's block is a half second too slow and nowhere near what his reaction time should be. He goes down hard, and it's sheer chance that has him not landing on the senbon planted in his shoulder. Hey, nice trick with the shirt, Kiba says smugly, leaning over him to give him a grin. Gotta hand it to you. That probably would have gotten me when I was 3. Shikamaru's eyes are wide, glazed. He reaches for the senbon, fingers fumbling, and Kiba doesn't let himself falter, doesn't let himself hesitate, even though Shikamaru looks scared just for an instant. He probably thinks it's a poison senbon. Kiba breathes through the knowledge that it could have been and doesn't allow himself to regret. You did a crap job searching me, he tells Shikamaru bluntly. 2 weapons that you managed to miss, and you let me pick the terrain for our match. I guess you really are just another almost dead last, no matter how smart you are, huh? You and Naruto fucking deserve each other. Shikamaru's eyes flutter, fall closed for a moment, slide open with an effort. Traitor, he hisses, and it's enough to make Kiba laugh. Yeah, he says without hesitation. You bet I am. The glare Shikamaru sends him would probably be more impressive if he didn't slump to the ground, halfway through, muscles going limp. 35 seconds, huh? Kiba asks him. That's fucking slow. I guess I need to adjust the formula. There's a snort, and Kiba glances up to see Deidara emerging from the mist, Kiba's weapons pouch in hand. Did the puppy find some trouble, he asks, and his eyes flicker down to Shikamaru, narrowing faintly. It's dealt with, Kiba says cockily, and straightens. That sedative will make Shikamaru's vitals drop to the point that he looks like he's dead, at least for a few hours. So Deidara will probably assume that it's poison, too. We're leaving? Those bastards already grabbed Kabuto and bolted, Deidara says in disgust, and grabs Kiba's wrist, pulling his sleeve back enough to see the burns across the skin there, already blistering. Shit, he huffs. He broke out the fucking torture? You were only out here for an hour, It wasn't Shikamaru, it was me. Kiba huffs, pulling his hand away and trying not to wince. The bastard tied me up. I had to get out of the rope somehow. For a moment, Deidara just stares at him. Then, with a sound of furious disgust, He grabs Kiba by the collar and jerks him around, dragging him back towards the road. "Your head's full of shit, puppy," he snaps. "You and fucking Kurotsuchi, what the hell is wrong with you? That's not how you get out of ropes." "It worked, didn't it?" Kiba says mulishly and plants his heels. "Hey, stop it. I'm not leaving without my knives." Deidara scoffs, but he lets go and crosses his arms, watching as Kiba darts back to Shikamaru's still form, turns him halfway over, accidentally on purpose tugging the senbon out so that it doesn't puncture something vital. Genma's knives are stuck in Shikamaru's belt, wrapped in bandages, and Kiba tugs them loose from their wrappings and slides them back into their sheaths, letting out a breath of relief. Genma had told him, when he'd passed them on, that they were Kiba's, even if that meant they didn't make it back to the village, but... Like the leaf symbol on the Hatayate, Kiba hasn't abandoned yet, even with the scratch through it. Genma's blades are a symbol of just who authorized Kiba's mission, even if no one else knows. And Kiba's going to keep them, no matter what. Any more of those Konoha crap sacks gonna crawl out of the woodwork, Deidara asks, and though he looks impatient and annoyed, he's scanning the trees around them warily. "I don't think so," Kiba says, shrugs and makes it nonchalant, even though he feels anything but. "Shikamaru must have gotten away from the blast somehow, but even if the others made it, I'm pretty sure none of them are about to follow us and pick a fight." Deidara huffs. "More trouble than it's worth to track them down, He mutters and gives Kiba a dark look. "Get a move on, puppy, unless you're looking for a tree to mark." Kiba rolls his eyes at the other boy. "Your face is gonna get stuck like that," he says, unimpressed, but takes three quick steps to catch up, letting the mist shatter around them with a whirl. "Why are you down here anyway? You draw the short straw and have to come get me or something?" "Obviously," Deidara snaps, looking away, and prods Kiba forward a little faster, with a finger stabbed between his shoulder blades. "And we're gonna fucking go over how to hide shit, so you've always got a weapon on you, even if it doesn't look like a weapon." "I know how to..." "Shut up and keep walking, Looking at your fucking face pisses me off." Kiba pulls a face at him, but quickens his step, and he doesn't allow himself to look back at the clearing where Shikamaru is lying. It won't do any good, regardless. But he's alive, and Kiba didn't get dragged back to Konoha in a sack, so he's counting it as a win. Maybe, by the time a few months have passed, he'll feel brave enough to ask Kakuzu if any of the others from the team survived. Right now, though, knowing that Shikamaru did is enough to keep Kiba moving. Not a stroke of good luck he'd expected, but enough. More than enough.